If you look on the main page,
really yeah, yeah, I got it.
Oh God, look at it, Ian.
Hello and welcome to the Castlevate podcast. This week we are going to keep it short, but we're going to talk about squonks or squonkers. So, who wants to start?
You do.
I do? Okay, well I do have a squonker in my possession right now. I've got a Pulse BF.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I had a pre-conversation with Buckley and I don't really quite know what I'm doing with it yet, I think.
Right.
So
have you got a coil in it?
I've got a coil in it, but I've got two coils in it. I've got the Pulse 24 on top. And I'm vaping at about 2.27.
That's right.
Well, I think he's struggling with it, and I think a lot of it is it's a little bit too fiery for battery conditioning for over anything longer than half an hour. You're going to get a really good half an hour over it.
I don't think I'm using the best battery either. Like, I did see this one reviewed by Mooch, and like, so we said it was kind of okay.
What is it? What have you got in there?
I've got an iJoy 2700.
Right.
It's 300 milliamp hours.
Yeah.
And 40 amps.
It's true. I mean, you're not going to see like any quicker of a degradation in performance than you are with an 18650, most 18650s. But for a single battery squonk, if you're running off one battery, I'd build a little bit warmer, like a little bit cooler even. So like 0.35,
0.4.
Just so you actually have like some sort of longevity to it, as opposed to having a good half an hour and then a shitty remainder of the day.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed, right, so we should probably, before we go too far into that, we should probably talk about what a squonker is. So, I can probably do this.
Yeah, cool.
Can I try?
Cool. Go for it.
Okay, so it's a, I get, you can get them regulated and mechanical mods, but basically it's like an RDA with a little hole in the bottom of it. That allows liquid to go up into a little well. And the liquid's stored in a little kind of silicon tube underneath it, like a little silicon kind of tank. Not tank, really. What would you call it?
Tank's good enough, but bottle would be the tank. Normal.
Bottle, yeah. Silicon bottle. It's about... The one I've got holds about 8 mil. This one's a mech mod.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get them regulated as well. And you can also get them, we mentioned before the podcast a little bit, but they're starting to come out with sort of auto squonkers as well, so you don't even have to physically squonk the bottle. So to get the juice into the RDA, you just squeeze the bottle slightly and it just pours up the little hole and soaks up in the cotton, and then you're good to go. And it just makes it more portable to have a kind of RDA setup with, it makes it more of a portable RDA, really.
That's pretty much it. I mean, the term squonk itself comes from the noise it makes when it sucks the juice back down. I think that's the really important part, is it kind of auto-regulates itself. So you can't...
Let's see if I can get that noise. Hang on. Hold on a second. It's coming. And there we go.
Squonk.
Did that come through?
It did. It was quite delightful. It was either that or you had a quick fart. One of the two. But it's
Sure.
I think squonking, yet again, we'll go back to the whole snoof conversation. I think possibly the worst thing that's ever happened in vaping is the fact that everyone calls them squonkers.
It is a bit of a stupid name.
It really is, isn't it?
And you know,
it's one of those moments where you feel like an absolute bell end, where someone comes in and goes, "Oh, what's that?" And you go, "Oh, it's a squonker, mate." And they look at you like you've literally just said, "Hey, pal, can I fuck your cat?" Do you know what I mean? Like it's incredibly stupid, that name.
We should think of a new name for it.
Yet again, as the ultimate authority in vaping, we here at the Castlevate podcast are going to come up with a new name for an entire subgenre of vaping.
Schnooftube.
Schnooftube. I like that. Hipstergeddon. We'll call it that.
Yeah. Well, all the hipsters are getting them, aren't they? I mean, it's like most of the Facebook groups over here that I'm a member of, and I'll be honest with you, there's just a gazillion of them, and I keep getting added to them, and everyone's like, I've got this skonker. Now, I love skonkers. I think they've got a purpose in life. But to me, I would take them or leave them. It's just not my bag. They're messy.
They are messy, definitely.
The only group that isn't like, busy all the time, oddly, and I think this is directly because of it, is the mechanical mod trading groups. They've died on their arse. And I think it's all because of squonkers. People have moved on from the sexy copper tubes to the sexy 3D printed plastic boxes.
Yeah. You'll notice this, Chris, that over the next 12 months, there's going to be something new and big and exciting and a must-have every 3 months.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, it's to be honest with you, it's irrelevant in my eyes because I've got quite a few devices. Buckley will testament to this. I have a multitude of devices. And to be honest with you, they all do the same job. There's no ifs or buts. They all put out 40 watts, 50 watts, 60 watts, 70 watts, and whatever I put on top of it is entirely my own creation. So I put a coil in whatever tank or RDA. I'm not a big tank fan. I like the fact that squonkers come with an RDA, but an RDTA, was that better? Possibly. But the squonky, the only benefit I've get out of a squonky is you've got probably an 8 to 10 mil reservoir of juice. That's the only benefit to it.
Plus, remember, Ian, you don't, if you have an RDTA, you don't get to join the secret Facebook group and then join a raffle to have the chance of possibly buying an RDTA. Some garbage juice. No, squonking's very much the flavour of the month, and they are great. I think, you know, it's easy to be dismissive of it because it is essentially, you know, just another way of delivering juice to a coil. They do have the place. I like them. I like them when I'm out and about. I put like a fairly cool build in it, and scamper off for a full day with one battery, and I don't blow enormous clouds in the schoolyard. When I'm picking up the kids, I hasten to add, I'm not just in the school.
the truth will set you free.
But they are hipster. They are hipster as fuck.
I guess, I mean, one of the purposes would make it portable, and I've found that that's not actually, it's not much use of portable either, because the squonk bottle's exposed, so if you've got it in your pocket and something pushes, even just slightly touches that squonk bottle, you've just got a pocket full of juice.
You have got a very slack bottle.
It's really soft.
Yeah, incredibly soft. You can't get them harder. I mean, there was a guy bought a G-Box, I believe they're called. I'm going to double check. It is a Geek Vape G-Box. So the Geek Vape G-Box is an excellent little kit, regulated.
Two battery.
Cheapest chip.
Why squonk on single battery? I just don't get it.
It's fucking true. But the bottle in that is unbelievably firm. With that comes the associated risks, though, because eventually it will crease and then it will tear. So, you know, it's kind of a balancing act. But that's a nice little device, that G-Box, I think, for like 60 quid-ish. It's cracking, and it's double battery, so it'll last you all day.
The good thing I like about squonking is there's a lot of cheap devices out there, which I love the fact that they're cheap. You can pick up a half decent kit with an RDA for about 40, 50 quid nowadays. For someone getting into the market of an RDA on top of a squonk, I think it's marvellous. I do really do. I would prefer to see more regulated devices out there. And twin battery, because I don't have a squonk anymore. I don't. No, I sold mine. I did have two.
You can share mine.
And thanks, man. I like the fact that it was the RDA, and I like the squonk feature, especially with that 24 mil RDA that you've got with it, the Pulse, because I think the Pulse is perfect squonk RDA. There's a lot of, like, bottom feed pins available with a lot of RDAs. But I think that Pulse has just been designed for a purpose and it's ideal. It hasn't got the biggest well in the world, but the whole purpose of squonking is you fill that the top of your RDA with juice, you squeeze it, and it doesn't take you long. It takes about 20 minutes to work out how much you've got to squeeze it. And it's around about a count of 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's full. Then it sucks back any excess juice.
Yeah.
So you don't get much spitting with them, all right, and you don't waste any juice. But again, it's the squonker has a purpose. It's not designed for long, massive trips, in my mind.
No.
Because if I was going on a long, massive trip, I would just take my RDA in a bottle of juice anyway. Because, that's just me. I love my RDAs. I still haven't found my perfect tank yet. There's a lot of good tanks out there, and I can name them all, but there's still not. I'm still missing something from the tanks that I've had. I still haven't found my unicorn tank. Yeah. And I've tried loads. And it's the same with squonking. I've got a Druger RDA, which is beautiful. It's a massive RDA. It's 24 mil. You can put any type of build you want in it, including like the biggest you could think of. But the problem with that one is, again, it's side airflow. So it's not as good as a Kennedy, right? And the actual pins, you've got to use a pair of pliers to keep them tight. They're sort of, you can undo it with fingers, Chris. It's basically, it's just like a gnarled nut at the top, so you can just screw it down with your finger and thumb.
Chris actually bought one.
You got one.
I splashed out. I've got it right here, man. I love it. I really do love it. I think it's got excellent flavour, and it's like you say, it's super easy to build on.
Yeah.
It is squonkable as well.
Yeah.
Mentioned squonk, but I'm not going to use it as a squonker. I'm just using it as an RDA. But yeah, it's nice. But bottom airflow, you're saying this doesn't have. That's exactly. A nice thing.
Getting back to squonkers, though.
Yes, squonkers.
Yes.
In my opinion, there's some really good ones out there, and there's some really poop ones. At the end of the day, they all serve the same purpose. My ideal squonker would be a double battery, for starters, and it would have a 10 mil bottle, and it'd be regulated, to be honest with you. The problem I've found with most squonkers is people forget about the batteries, and they just keep using it, and it's so easy to kill a battery with a squonker, because there's nothing to tell you. Hold on, Chris, I'm actually at about 3.1 volts right now, I'm about to die, can you change me, please? There's nothing to do that. You know what I mean? I've got a lovely mod, which I've killed about at least 10 batteries with.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful. It's like a Hexome, but better.
It's not better than a Hexome. It's not even fucking close to a Hexome.
It's better.
It's not.
It's good. Well, we'll compare them tomorrow. Oh, no, we can't because yours broke. Anyway, mine didn't.
That's because you never use it because you kill batteries in it every time you fuck.
True. But the problem with squonks, the only problem I've found with a squonker is, apart from it, they're messy. They are very messy. I mean, be honest with you, juice gets everywhere at the best of times, even when you're using a tank. Yeah. But squonkers are just ridiculously messy. And I think there's a lot of new kit come out where there's bottles you can attach to your 510 where you can just squeeze and fill that bottle up.
Yeah.
Which, in theory, it's a great idea, and I've seen one in action, and it works. But, you know, when it doesn't work, and you put 30 ml of juice all over your mod in your hand, Exactly, when the lid just pops.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems with 100 ml bottles and 200 ml bottles and whatever is the pops that you get from the lids when they just go, oh, you squeezed me a bit too hard, I can't take this anymore, everywhere. And it's just hilarious to watch. It's absolutely hilarious to watch.
I was trying to fill a tank while I was walking along the street with like a, I think it must have been a 50 ml bottle, and I'd never come across before, and I was walking along, and I just got juice all over my hands. It was horrible in my device and everything. I had one hanky, which I think I might have even blown my nose with already. It was just like, it was horrifying.
Just wiping it on the coats of passerbys.
On the subject of regulation, you know, one thing that people always forget, you know, in this modern, new, trendy world of squonky donks, is there is such a thing as the Pico Squeeze, which I'm a big fan of because they're literally, well, they're not literally, they're nearly free.
That's the Elif one, right?
Yeah, Elif.
Yeah.
And they're regulated to 50 watts, which, I mean, you know, it's both good and bad, but it's at least it's regulated.
Yeah.
And it gives you that fighting chance of not destroying your batteries. I got one secondhand for £3. You know, wow. Which, you know, I was pretty skint, like the kids starved that week. you know, they're excellent. There's other more regulated squonks coming out, loads more, but mm-hmm. as you've both been saying there, it doesn't fix the mess factor. I don't know. I think now that there's the regulated devices coming out, and all the big boys are beginning to build them. You know, Geek Vape, as we were just talking about there with the G-Box.
Yeah. H Cigar brought out the Magic Box.
Yeah, I mean, H Cigar have had one for fucking ages, haven't they? It's been like a
good... Kanga Tech were probably one of the first.
Yeah, Kanga.
With their drip box. And they're literally like, you can swap one for a can of pop.
Yeah. And the thing is, do you not think, though, like, truthfully, you know, like, because, like, Franken Skulls, say, for example. So Franken Skulls, 3D printed mod, little bit of copper, a bit of plastic for a switch. You know, they're going for, like, £450.
Yeah.
Easy £450. And now that it's become normal, that's all going to die on its arse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a few out there which are really sexy, like the Theoron BF by Lost Vape. Beautiful. That is just, I think I'm going to actually buy Buckley one of these for his Christmas present.
Yes.
Because he'll get all excited. It's top end. It's like £130 or something ridiculous, £160. But you've got a lot. I mean, the VT,
the VT
Inbox by H Cigar. Then you've got the A Leader Killer, okay, which is a 80 watt squonk mod. It's $35 and it's sexy. It's cute as out and it works. Mm-hmm. But then you've got like Dot Mod have brought one out.
Oh, I'm sure. Seen that?
Yeah, it's very simple. Like it's sexual because it's quite cute, but then is it any better than a Vandivere Pulse? No.
This is the point. Just can I just quickly rant?
Yeah, for sure.
2 seconds here, right? So Dot Mod, right? Just to fill Chris in here, Dot Mod they've been around for quite a while. They were famous for doing really high end, well, not really high end, but like high end for a normal human gear, right? Mm. And then what happened is, eventually the two guys who, because it was a guy and a girl, wasn't it, who started it, Ian?
Yeah.
Because it's all a bit, this is like, you know, a year and a half ago. They were pushed out of the company.
Okay.
And the company became, they stopped manufacturing in America, and now they manufacture in China. But it still has that same aesthetic. But they have not altered their fucking pricing at all. And they are mass producing in China, and they are charging made in America, made in Europe prices, and it is disgusting. And yes, it's very pretty, like that Dot Mod squonk box, all the Dot Mod stuff is beautiful, but the one thing I'd say is the Dot Mod regulated boxes, the 300 watt regulated boxes, they actually came with instructions for the retailer telling them to cycle the batteries. They were that unreliable, and there was that much battery drain on the lipo just when it was sitting turned off, that there was instructions for retailers on how to cycle batteries. And that is fucking ridiculous. That is just an explosion waiting to happen. So the last thing I would recommend to anyone with a company who can't deal with regulated LiPo batteries is to trust them with something that's unregulated and uses a strip of copper.
I mean, there was one, I don't think they make it anymore, it's called a Halcyon. It was by Lost Vape. It was very expensive. It was a DNA 200. With a 900 milliamp LiPo battery pack, right? Which it's 900 milliamp is, it's like an Aspire Breeze. It's a nighttime vape. It's your going out vape. Mm-hmm. you know, 900 milliamps, it's not worth a bottle of pop. It really isn't. I mean, one of the sexiest ones I think that's on the market is the... It's made by SV, it's called a Punto. And it's just looks carbon fiber, it looks sexy, and it just does the job. It's got a double MOSFET switch, which makes it like a softer press and easier maintenance for you. But it is, it's for people who prefer a mechanical squonker, that's the one I would pick. Other than that, it would be something like anything by H Cigar, I've never had an issue with, anything by Lost Vape. There's a one called the Hot Sig Rig Mod, which about, I think it's about 60 quid. It's a solid bit of kit. But I mean, if you want to go back to old school, you've got the Pico and you've got the Kanga Tech drip box. And then they brought out a 160, which it was Duals 18650. And they were bulletproof, man. They, like Kanga Tech, for all, they are very old school. They build stuff to last. I've still got customers coming in with the original Kanga Tech tanks, the original sub-ohm tanks, and like they just work.
I reworked one today.
Yeah,
it's there's a real plethora, and I think you gave some really excellent examples there. you know, you can get them for pennies. If you want to give Squonker a go, give it a go, and if it works for you, then look further into it and find a device that's right for you. Yeah. Again, it's really important to remember battery safety, especially with a mechanical squonker, because you've literally got so many points of access for juice, and it's only a strip of copper that's controlling it, and you've just got to you've got to be hyper aware of that. But I would say I would really advise strongly that people look at a regulated non-mechanical device for the first.
I mean, the Sigelli's brought out a phone. The Sigelli Fuchai Squonk 213. Now, it's a Sigelli. I love Sigelli because they just work until you let Buckley play with them and then he kills them.
that way.
But you know, the best advice I can give anyone is to start off with a regulated, purely and simply for battery safety. Until you work out how to like look after your batteries and work out when they're going to need changing before you kill it, is, you know, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of time, because you are going to kill the batteries. It's as simple as that. I mean, I've been 5-6 years now, and I kill batteries. So if I'm killing batteries, then what chance has anyone got? You know?
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
And I mean, you go the other way. As opposed to draining the battery and killing it, like you can also be overcautious and overcharge it too much as well, right? I mean, that's another way to kill them pretty quick as well, right?
If you put too much charge through it, yeah.
If not, but like if you charge them just too often, you know, if you
If you overcycle it, that's a really good way of killing your battery.
I think that's one of my problems because I'm new to it and still not quite sure what I'm doing. That's what I'm after that battery episode we had. I'm really, really like sort of worried about over like sort of draining it. So I'm probably charging too much. I think that's what I'm aware of it though.
It takes nothing to stick it out and whack in a charger and just make sure your voltage is above, like, say, 3.5. It doesn't have to be above 3.5. It can be above 3.4, but it's always best to be... Well, sorry, 3.3, isn't it, Ian? Maximum drain?
Yeah.
For memory? but, like Ian's saying, there's so many options out there that are safer. If you want a mech one, get it, but be prepared to run that risk. Just talking of Sigelli having a squonk... I saw a new Asmodus mechanical squonker today that looks nice. It's a bit clown vomit for me. But like, you know, since we normally do recommendations, I think that, you know, I think we've named two companies there who you can trust. You know, either in mechanical or in regulated devices, Sigelli and Asmodus.
We are keeping the episode short, so maybe we should go to sort of tips and picks of the week, I suppose. If you guys are ready for that,
yeah, for sure.
Like, unless there's anything else you want to talk about squonk wise,
I think the best way to sum up a squonker is simply it's something different. It's quite messy. They work very well. You get fantastic flavor from them because it's a mech. In essence, it's a basically just a mech mod, but with a really big fat tank on the bottom. Definitely everyone should own one, but I would recommend going for regulated first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got the hang of regulated and you've been vaping a while and you understand Ohm's Law and battery safety, then go on to something like the mechs. Don't go all hog wide and get something like the car Vela Silver, which will cost you about $4,000 just for a bit of silver tube. But there's a lot out there. Yeah, Car Vela Silver, it's one of the most expensive mechs you can, like, money can buy. $4,000 it is. Yeah, so it's beautiful, like.
Not worth buying. Take a little bit of convincing.
Literally about 40 quid's worth of silver as well, which is an impressive markup.
Yeah.
I'd agree with everything Ian said there. I think you know, give it a go. You know, they have their place. Don't expect it to change your life. But look for a regulated. Look for a regulated device. Even if it's a Pico Squeeze or a Kanga thingy box, just go for it, man. Give it a go.
I just googled Carvela Silver Squonk, and all I'm getting is pictures of ladies' shoes.
Just type in Carvela Silver.
Carvela Silver.
Yeah, just do that. Like, you'll find an image of it.
Okay, but whilst I'm googling this, like, what suggestions would you have? No, I'm still getting shoes. Lots of women's shoes and a pair of Dadio trainers. Thanks. So yeah, so any picks of the week, like beginner, and I know we've kind of gone through a lot there. So is that what would you personally recommend for the beginner squonker?
I think
G-Box.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let Ian do the mid range there, then, and I'll do the budget.
Okay.
I would go with either Segelli if you can get your hands on one. The G-Box is excellent as well. Or if you've got the money, go all out and go for the Theron.
Yeah. I think for regulated devices, you can't go better than those three. You really can't. The G-Box, cheap as chips. Segelli, bit like Rock and Horse shit, but also pretty well priced and excellent in the Lost Vape stuff source. All Lost Vape stuff's absolutely awesome. In terms of mechanical, I'll go with that one. Or pseudo-mechanical in bottom end, I would say, Pico Squeeze, because they're cheap. Yeah. It's a really good way of finding out whether you want to squonk, whether you find a benefit from it. It's regulated to a point, and they're safe. And, you know, mainly because they're cheap. Then I would say a Pulse, because, again, it's cheap as chips. If you don't like it, you've lost 25 quid. Ah, well, such is life.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, they're mass produced, but they're well made. Vandy Vape are bloody careful. And then for something a little bit more expensive, I would say go for that new Asmodus squonk, you know, because one thing I would say is you can never go wrong with Asmodus quality control.
Or the Geek Vape and Athena kit. That's a good one. It's cheap as chips.
Yeah. That's very cheap too. Yeah. The Athena's good too.
I mean, if you just want a really cheap one, I would even possibly go so far as suggesting the Druga Squonk box, because that comes with the Druga.
Yeah,
and the Druga. You're basically buying a Druga and paying an extra couple of quid to get a Squonk box. It doesn't look like it's the greatest Squonk box, but it looks comparable to the Pulse, and you get a Druga.
Until you're paying literally a theoretical amount of money, there is no difference between them. It's a sheet of copper, a bottle, and a bit of pipe. That's all it is. And
one more would be the iJoy Capo as well. That's a regulated.
It is. I've heard some bad reports about them.
Right.
But I'll look into it and I'll get back to everyone next week. But I've heard some auto firing problems.
Right.
And the fire switch is not soldered, it's a ribbon.
Right, okay.
So if you push it too far in, it fires and fires and fires and fires and fires.
Oh, I can see that being a problem.
Even if you pull the button back out, it continues on. I watched a video of it the other day, but I look further into it, and we'll talk about it next week, I think, with that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's it for Squonks, and hopefully next week we'll manage to get to mech mods. I think that's one I've been looking forward to. I don't know. Would you go there first, or would you go Ohm's Law first before we go there? What would you reckon?
Do both.
Do both, yeah. Ohm's Law is fairly simple to understand.
Okay.
But it's just maths.
Yeah. So. All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That sounds weird. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks for both your time.
Yep, invoices in the post.
Excellent. Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for all the info this week. And is that a better way of saying it? Does that sound better, or does that sound just as bad? I don't know.
We could thank the audience.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, bitches.
And we'll catch you next time on Castle Vape Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.